Sunday night or the Yud Gimel Elul. Okay, we're learning mitzvahs of Bin Adam Lachaveiro, and we're doing a little of the Isur Nakoma and the Tira. And we mentioned the Rambam's way of putting it, which is that nothing is really that important that should make you, if you would do something, if you do a chesed with someone, or if you would do a tova, or you wouldn't harm someone, so the koma is not a reason to do it, because nothing is that important that should inspire such a reaction. It's not, so that's the Rambam's way of explaining it. Someone asked me, what about like the Rambam if it was in Ruchnius? So maybe then you could take Nekoma. So I don't know, you know, it's always a dangerous game when you try to paskin halachas. If you, you know, when you start clearing, if a halacha changes, certainly an abeira, a lav, you know. But I said it doesn't matter. Nobody would taka get excited about that. So I don't know if anybody would take Nekoma about that. Taka. I know people take Nekoma for Gashmius things, you know. If someone, I wonder. Anyway, I doubt that the din changes. But you never know. It could be the Rambam's just saying an Eitzah, how to do it. In other words, he's expressing a way of thinking that would have you, you know, because it's a tremendous, people can't believe it's usur when they hear what's involved. Because it's not only if someone doesn't do a taiva for you. You know, maybe if they read the Rashi and Chumash, so you say, well, if someone doesn't do me a taiva, I can really deal with that. But in the commas, even if someone actually did you a ra'a, if someone messed you up, if someone did something bad to you, not just the story that Rashi says. Anyway, the chinuch says that the approach is to realize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the other person is not sibus ra'aso, which certainly would apply across the board. Besides all of that, there's a anhoga that we aspire to, which is called Ne'alavim Ve'enam Olvim, Shomim Chepos Ve'enam Meshivim. So that's another way of dealing with this in a comma, that you, another way of dealing with, meaning to calm down your Rotzon to take the comma, and the comma is very sweet. It's called sweet revenge. But you want to be on the, there's a Madrega called Ne'alavim Ve'enam Olvim, Shomim Chepos Ve'enam Meshivim. So that's another way you could deal with it. Another way is to say, which is sort of like the chinuch, realizing it's from the Eibishtu, and saying it's letoiv. What I do want to mention is to be very careful. Hamoser dino l'shamayim, to say that Hashem will take nekama from you, is absolutely usur, and it's considered a terrible thing. The Ramon Chayshemishbet Simtov Chav Bey says, "Usur levakeish din mehashemayim al chaveiro she'usur lo ro'a." Kol amoyser din al chaveiro, the Gemara says, "Hu ne'enash tchila." If you want to, you ask Hashem to, against the fellow Jew we're talking, to take nekama for you. And that's dangerous. If you think that you are so, that the other person should get punished, machmoso, it's called mosardino l'shamayim, then they open up your books a little more carefully, and they see if you, what about you? If you're okay, and they examine it with more diktuk, this is a Gemara and a Ramon Shulchan Aruch, they examine your own books in, with more diktuk than they would have ordinarily. It's osur levakeish din me'ashamayim al chaveiro she'osur lo ra. It's called moisur dino l'shamayim. You have to be very careful not to do that.